أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيد الكونين، جد الحسن والحسين، أبي القاسم محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال أبا عبد الله الحسين بن علي عليه السلام: الموت أولى من ركوب العار. ونمنت في سفر، نمنت that belong to Azadari Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam. The month when the caravan of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, they deliver the message of Karbala, they deliver the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salam to the people, to the rest of generation. And the Qaid and the leader of this caravan was Sayyid al-Sajideen, Zain al-Abideen, Imam Ali ibn Hussein alayhi salam, and Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha. When we see our circumstances and the time we are living, we can see the lot of resembling between our circumstances and the circumstances of Sayyidah Shuhada Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So Karbala is actually the good message for all of us. If someone want to keep his deen or her deen, if someone wants to protect the values, if someone wants to stand for the haq and the truth, so the Karbala is the role model for this person. When Yazid asked bayat from Imam Hussain alayhi salam, there are some people in the Medina, they were sincere to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, they were mukhlaseen. But when they asked, oh, Imam Hussain Islam, could you please stop this movement, because we thought it is not good time to stand against Yazid, because Yazid has all the resources, Yazid has government, Yazid has power, Yazid has money, Yazid has huge army, Yazid has a technology, Yazid has a powerful media. Although Yazid is on the batil and you are on the haq, you are on the truth, but it is not good time to stand against Yazid. You have to wait and seek and collect the resources. So when your material resources will be equal to Yazid, so that time it will be the good time to start this movement. So in their opinion, it was a war between the resources. But according to Sayyidah Shuhada alayhi salam, this war was not for the resources. This war was the war of values. So if someone wants to protect the values, if someone wants to stand with haq, if someone wants to stand by truth, so it doesn't matter, this person has the less resources, a lot of resources, so this person have to stand up to raise his voice against the zulm, against the batil. And the reply Sayyidah Shuhada alayhi salam gave to these people: all the people, they want to follow the haq, all the people, they want to serve the humanity, all the people, they want to be with the truth. So this reply is actually the reply of all these people. So Sayyidah Shuhada alayhi salam said, if in entire world, if I couldn't find even a single place to stay, still I am not going to compromise with the Yazid. So the message of Karbala is very clear, brothers and sisters. Karbala teaches us we have to stand by values, we have to stand for haq. Doesn't matter if we have the less resources or we have the lot of resources. May Allah inshallah give us tawfiq to be among the people. They are with Imam Hussain alayhi salam in dunya and they will be Imam Hussain alayhi salam in the Akhirah. And may Allah inshallah give us tawfiq to be among the people. They understand the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the message that is the message of Hurriyat, message of real freedom, message of dignity and the izzat and the waqar. And may Allah inshallah give us tawfiq to protect this message and deliver this message to the all human being and the generation.